Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, March 20th. A person with a gun prompted the heavy police presence in Neyashiningming earlier this week. Grey Bruce OPP say a 35-year-old resident of the First Nation community was arrested and charged with firearm offenses. The OPP West Region Emergency Response Team, canine and aviation units were called in around 8:30 Tuesday morning to assist with a report of a person with a gun on Farm Road. There were no injuries reported. Neyashiningming Police and Grey Bruce OPP executed a search warrant at a residence and seized firearms. The OPP say the accused was held in custody pending a bail hearing. The Durham Street Bridge in downtown Walkerton has reopened after high water levels closed it for a couple of days. A statement from Bruce County says construction crews got to work on the cleanup process yesterday after water levels receded. A structural assessment of the bridge was also completed by an engineer before it reopened. The Blue Water District School Board wants to buy Canadian when possible. The board unanimously approved a motion at its meeting Tuesday to evaluate and implement measures to transition away from purchasing from American suppliers if viable. Board Chair Jane Thompson says while the board already does buy a lot domestically, it's especially important now to prioritize local businesses and those within Ontario and Canada. Trade tensions between Canada and the U.S. have prompted many public boards and councils across Ontario to reevaluate procurement policies. A break-in took place at the storage units for Lucknow's Music in the Fields. Police say thieves broke into storage units along Walter Street sometime between last October and this month. Among the items stolen were copper, aluminum, and steel wiring and electrical panels totaling $50,000 in property and damages. The news comes just ahead of Music in the Fields announcing its 2025 lineup. The City of Owen Sounds canceled its Arts and Culture Awards ceremony this year due to insufficient nominations. It was scheduled to be held next month. The city now plans to hand out its Arts and Culture Awards every 2 years. Premier Doug Ford's new cabinet's been sworn in, and it's pretty much the same as the previous one. Peter Bethlen-Falvey remains as Minister of Finance, while Sylvia Jones will stay on as Health Minister and Deputy Premier. And Canada's population growth is slowing down. The latest numbers from Stats Can have Canada's population at 41.5 million people. It grew by 0.2% between October and December, which is the lowest amount of growth since 2020. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading in wake of the U.S. Federal Reserve holding interest rates yesterday. The outlook was a bit more dovish, though. That led to a market rally. The Dow 383 points higher at the closing bell at 41,964. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well. The tech stock benchmark up around 1.5%, while the TSX climbed 363 points to 25,069. Bitcoin is little changed this morning, hovering at just over 85,000 US. The price of oil also flat, 67 per barrel, while gold's little changed as well at 3,040 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.55 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs defeated Colorado 2-1 and moved into a tie for first in the Atlantic. Stephen Lawrence got the game winner on a weird one. Leafs were shorthanded and attempted to clear the puck down the ice, but near the far blue line with no one around, referee Kelly Sutherland toe-picked and fell forward, blocking the puck. Lawrence picked it up and shelved it. That's Colorado's first regulation time loss in almost a month. Busy one tonight with 14 games. All Canadian teams are in action. The Scepters beat New York. Toronto's just 1 point behind Boston for second with 6 games to go. Rachel Homan had a big win at the Worlds. Her rink was the first to beat Switzerland. The Dodgers took both games against the Cubs in the Tokyo series. Shohei Ohtani homered in his home country yesterday. Jays opener is a week from today at Rogers Center. They play Tampa this afternoon. And tonight, Canada faces Mexico in the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack are set to play a road game against the Barrie Colts tonight, an important one. It's the start of a 3-3 for Owen Sound to determine their playoff fate and wrap up the OHL regular season. The Attack are currently tied with the Sarnia Sting for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Now 3 points back of 7th place Sioux as the Greyhounds beat Sudbury 3-2 last night. 7 o'clock start between the Attack and Colts. You can hear the game live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. The schedule closeout for the PGHL Pollock Division Final. The Hanover Barons host the Fergus Whalers in Game 1 tomorrow. And in Owen Sound Puffer playoff hockey, Cliff Curtis scored twice to help Hobart to a 3-2 win over Hometown Sports. Smithtell topped Tom Construction 4-3. And Gary Byers Sound and Lighting beat Natural Edge 7-4 as Chris Pobluski scored a hat trick. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather is coming up next. Cloudy with a chance of some showers this morning. Flurries possible in the afternoon as it cools off to around zero. Tonight, partly cloudy sky through the evening. Chance of some flurries, then clearing overnight. A low of -6 and sunshine tomorrow and a high of 7.